This may come as a shock to you, but I was not born yesterday, or even the day before yesterday. So, an ad for a new memory-enhancing supplement just happened to catch my eye. The capsule is called Senior Moment, and the ad slogan reads, "You don't have to be a senior to need Senior Moment." Now, whether anybody needs a Senior Moment is debatable, but the idea of turning the phrase into a product name is intriguing. Can you do that? Put it trademark on some words you say jokingly when you forget your husband's name in the middle of making introductions? Well, Professor Eben Moglen of Columbia University Law School can tell us. What about it? Can you trademark something like this?
Yes. It's not by any means out of the question to take the most common words you can find and associate them with your product. Trademark law says that any phrase which is capable of developing that secondary meaning is available, provided that somebody else isn't using it already for a product in a line of commerce which is close enough to cause confusion.
Oh, because that name is being used for other products. There's a Senior Moment wrapping paper and boxer shorts and suspenders, other wearing apparel. So how can there be more than one? Because they're so different?
Yes, the way the trademark office works, if somebody has registered the mark for wearing apparel, and I go to them and say, I want to use the same phrase for a service in referring people to elder care institutions, which did happen, although I see that that mark has been abandoned, then the office will say yes or no, based on whether they believe that the two lines of business are close enough that people might be confused.
But why not call something like this clear and simply amnesia?
Yes, I think that's the really important point about this. We wouldn't, I think, as consumers, be terribly interested in a memory aid called amnesia.
That's true.
Because that would describe too much the problem.
Yeah.
As a disinfectant called the plague probably wouldn't sell too well either. The nice thing about Senior Moment is that it's the phrase we use to drive away our anxiety. So by capturing the phrase, the manufacturer is in effect saying, here, you already want to drive away your anxiety about Alzheimer's disease, late life memory loss, and you're already using this comfortable way of describing that. Let me now give you a pill which does it even better.
Yeah. There are some interesting reversals of this, though, aren't there, Professor? When the brand name becomes the generic name we all use, it becomes part of the language.
Absolutely. The trademark law is concerned with what is called dilution, that the mark might lose individuality. Kleenex,
yeah,
the example that the trademark lawyer invariably reaches for.
So you think we're going to have a whole lot more Senior Moments in coming years?
I do indeed. I think in an aging society that all the phrases which indicate our uneasiness about mortality are going to become places of hot selling effort.
But will we remember the brand?
Indeed, a problem.
Thank you so much, Eben Moglen, professor of law at Columbia University in Manhattan.